Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Years ago, I worked at a summer camp up in northern Michigan, and it was such a great place, a wonderful place of excitement and adventure. And one of the things we used to do is take night hikes. I don't know if this was as much adventurous as it was foolish, but we took night hikes. In other words, we hiked at night, in the dark, no flashlights, no anything, just we're going from point A to point B, and we would hike. And you had to know the trail if you're hiking at night. And so you had to have hiked it in the daytime a lot to understand where all of the routes are, where the direction changes, so you don't get lost out in the woods in the middle of the dark without any flashlight. So it helped for us to know the path. And this was, of course, one of those times when the new staff would be treated to some adventure. In other words, we would say, all right, here's point A, there's point B, we'll meet you at point B. And how long it would take them to get there determined whether or not they were fit, right? Well, my first year, it took me a long time. And it wasn't without injury, because there were routes on that path that I wasn't aware of. There were turns and holes and things like that, branches that were low. I showed up looking like I had been through a war. It was disastrous. But the next year, I knew that path. It really helps when you're going from one point to another to know the path well. It's not always the case. We don't always get to know the path that we're going to be traveling, but it helps to know it if you know you're going to get there safely. Eventually, you could hike the path if you knew that if you looked at the opening in the trees, you could follow the opening in the trees, which again, may be adventurous, may be foolish, because the roots are down here, the branches are here, but the trees were up there where you could see the night sky, and so you just followed that, and whatever happened, happened. It helps to know the path that you're on. It also helps when you're hiking to have the right gear. I don't know how many of you have gone on significant hikes. Some people have backpacked and done all sorts of adventurous things in life. You know, the Pacific Coast Trail is one of the big things here, and a lot of people like to hike it. But you got to be prepared. You got to have the right gear. You got to have the right shoes and boots, and you got to have the right backpack to carry all of your stuff. If you don't have the right gear, you can run into trouble, and you might have to cut your hike short. Even here, when you're hiking up Spencer Butte or Skinner Butte or one of the other places you're out hiking, you still got to be prepared. You can't adventure out there just thinking, well, I'm going to go in, you know, whatever I've got and hope to be okay. Your feet are going to hurt if you don't have the right shoes. If you don't have the right jacket, you're going to either get cold or too hot. There's all sorts of things. It helps to have the right gear when you're planning a hike. It also helps to have a really good guide when you're going on a hike. If you've not hiked this particular path before, it helps to have a good guide. See, when we would go on those night hikes, we didn't really have the right gear, and the guide was tricky. If we had had a good guide who was sincere about getting us from point A to point B without disaster, it would have made the adventure so much nicer, but not as adventurous. It really does help to have the right guide to get you there. See, it's Advent, and so now we look at the next 4 weeks through Christmas and into that season. We look at what path are we treading through Advent? Do we have one that's prepared for us? And the answer is quite simply, yes. We have a really easy path through Advent in the next 4 weeks. We have the Advent calendar that guides us through all of the different readings. We have the Advent lectionary. We know the path from this date until Christmas that gets us through Advent. We know the services on Wednesdays. We know the different options for choir and for the bells, and we know those things. The path through Advent is well-worn. And some may say, well, that's kind of boring. Don't you want to do something different? Don't you want to try something new? And when it comes to Advent, the answer is no. This path is well-worn. We want to stick to it, because if we start going off in different directions, the chances of getting lost are too great. So in Advent, let's stick to the path. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with sticking to the path that we know. And in Advent, it's a really wonderful tradition to stick to that path. We also have all of the right equipment to guide us through Advent. We've got the Wednesday services with Holden Evening Prayer. We've got services on Wednesday at Hope as well. We've got a wonderful choir that's going to be singing. We have the bells that are going to be playing. We have the candles are here. We have the blue. We have the new hymns that we're going to be doing. Actually, old hymns, familiar hymns out of the Advent section of the hymnal. We got the right equipment. Now, again, the question is, well, shouldn't we venture off into some, you know, new and uncharted path? And the answer, again, is no, not this time. Let's stick with what we've got. We've got the right equipment. Why would we toss the right equipment in terms of stuff that hasn't been tested? We don't want to do that. And we've got a good guide through Advent, and that's the church as the guide through Advent. I get to be part of that in guiding us through Advent with the different worship opportunities and sermons and things I get to share with everybody, and that's a wonderful thing. I love Advent, the way that we always celebrate it. The traditions of Advent are incredibly rich and wonderful, and as one of the guides that guides us through Advent, it's my joy to do so. I don't want to lead you astray. Right? I don't want to fool you into thinking that we're going someplace that we're not. And I also don't want to leave you blind to find your own way through Advent, although I know with the tradition and the path and the equipment, you guys would be just fine. I'm not going to lead you to figure out your own selves what you want to do for Advent. We've got the right equipment. We've got the path. And we've got good guides to get us through there, through Advent season. It's a wonderful time. And it's also a time for us to reflect on sort of the bigger things. As Advent is a season of preparation and introspection and expectation of what God is going to do and appreciation for what God has done, we also kind of want to think about our own path as we're going through Advent. Lent is much more of that sort of somber and self-reflection, but Advent also is a season of preparation. So are you ready to tread the path? Are you ready to tread the path that God has laid out for you? Do you know the path? And most of us will say, well, I know some of it. I don't know all of it. And that's a wonderful thing about the way God works. It's also a very frustrating thing about the way God works. He never reveals the whole path. He says, this is point B. You want to get there. You're at point A. So let's walk the path. So we may not always know the path that God has laid out for us in life and in the things that we do in our day-to-day. We don't always know. We don't know what turn the path is going to take. We don't know what root is going to trip us up or what branch is going to whack us in the forehead. We're not always sure. So the path can be unclear. And when the path is unclear, we have some options. We can do what we did and adventure into the dark nonetheless, knowing that we're going to trip, knowing that we're going to get hit with branches, knowing that we're going to get to that end. We may be bloodied and beaten, but we'll get there. Or we can look at that dark path and go, nope, I'm not going down there. I'm just going to sit here until somebody lights the path for me. Well, we know God doesn't always do that. God doesn't always put the, as they do in the airplane, the strips of glowing tape that guide you to your exits. He doesn't do that. He calls us into that adventure, onto that path that we are not always sure of where it's going to lead, and it can be scary. There's not a set tradition like Advent for us in life in general. So we can approach that path with a sense of adventure and faith in who God is and what he's done, which is, again, what Advent, we look at the way God has worked throughout time and even in our own lives. And we can either be afraid or we can, with faith, start walking. What equipment do we have on this path that we're just not sure about, on this path that is sometimes dark, on this path that has all sorts of roots and branches that can trip us up? With faith, we step out, and that is the most important piece of equipment to have. Faith in who God is. And again, we can sometimes sit back and go, I'm just not sure. I don't know if I trust God on this one. I don't know if I trust God on this path or that path, so I'm just going to sit and wait. But God, again, calls us to faith, to trust in him, to guide us along a path that we don't know where the end is going to be. So faith is an important, probably the most important piece of equipment for us to have. And thanks be to God that he gives that to us. Right? We don't have to save up to buy the best faith possible. Right? It's not a matter of having the premium boots. It's about having faith. And God says, here, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you the faith to trust in me. And I'm going to give it to you from the very beginning. And that's the wonder of the waters of baptism, is that in those waters, through the work of God, faith is given. Faith also comes through hearing. So God just gives that to us. And says, here, take this. You're going to need it on this dark path, on this twisty, windy road, on this root-filled and branch-ridden path that you're going to be treading. Along the way, he also gives us this wonderful gift of forgiveness. How we need that. Along sometimes on that path, as we're walking, we get tired. We can't always see where we're going, and so even halfway down, we get afraid, and we start to back up. Or maybe we start to get weary, and so we sit down and say, I can't do this anymore, God. It's too hard for me. This is way too many uphills. I've tripped too many times. And so we doubt. We question whether or not God has us on the right path. We wonder if this is the way we're supposed to be going, because things don't seem to be working out the way that we thought they would. And God says, through my son Jesus, you have forgiveness and also faith, which clings to that forgiveness. We have to have it, or else we wander off or we sit in one place. As we're walking along, we need faith. We need forgiveness. And again, thanks be to God that he gives those to us. You have them. Right now, today, you have faith and forgiveness through Christ. Not through your ability to tread a hard path or to forge ahead and break down doors, or whatever it is we do on this path in life. He has already given us faith and forgiveness. And boy, do we have a guide on this path. The path that guides us, the guide that takes us along this path is none other than Jesus himself. And he has, as we say, walked this road already. He's already gone down this path. Jesus already ventured out on this path for us. He's already tripped on all of the branches and roots. He's already taken the wrong turns. He's already endured all of the suffering and pain for us on this path. So we know this path gets us there because Jesus has already gone there. Now, in our gospel reading today, Jesus was on another path. He was on the donkey, on the path from Bethphage to Jerusalem, and it was a well-worn path, but not in the way Jesus had worn it. It was a well-worn path because it was a road that people traveled all the time. It was a direct route, but Jesus was doing it differently. He got on that donkey because the guide, the Old Testament prophets, had said that that's the way he was going to make it there. He had the right equipment. He had the donkey and the cloaks on the donkey. He was ready to go on this path. And he walked it all the way into Jerusalem. and then eventually all the way to the cross. He knew the path he was going on. He knew where that path was going to take him. He knew the path really well, and yet he went, knowing where it would lead him right to that cross, right through death. He had all of the right equipment. Eventually, the equipment looked like a wooden cross and nails, crown of thorns, bare feet, pierced with nails and holes in his hands. That was the equipment that he took on that path. And he did that for you and for me, so that that faith and forgiveness could be yours. So that we could look to the cross and know what Jesus did for us on that cross, and we can look at this dark path and say, all right, Jesus, you've been there. I'm going to go. I don't know the way. I don't know the roots. And I'm going to hit my head on branches. But God equips us with the Holy Spirit, with faith and forgiveness, and we tread. We walk. And in this Advent season, that's what we're going to do. We're walking the path that God has laid out for us. It's going to be hard. Over the next month, who knows what twists, turns, branches, and roots are going to be in our way. But as we in our night hikes looked up to the stars, we look up to the cross to guide us, to lead us, to get us from point A to point B. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ continue to strengthen us in faith and the assurance of forgiveness as we tread this path. Amen.